Donegal have started their season well in Division 1 of the National League, and after their draw with Mayo and last weekend's win in Meath, they suddenly find themselves leading the way in the table on scoring average. Martin McHugh, Galway have shown in their two games that they will certainly cause problems for a few teams this year, and that could start with Donegal on Sunday.
Yeah, and I think the big thing that on Sunday is the weather. It's given very, very bad weather, and it's given heavy wind, which, you know, I always remember playing football, you know, Jeremy, you didn't mind playing in rain or that, you know, but wind just spoils a football match, and any kind of a football match, it just really spoils it. So that's kind of a big, big bearing on all the games at the weekend, is given bad weather for, you know, big ones coming in Saturday and Sunday, and hopefully, you never know, you know, things, you know, sometimes the weather forecast to get it wrong, it might be that way, but if it is, it'll spoil it a lot, because we've, as you just said there, Galway are playing a fabulous brand of football. You know, Donegal are a good footballing team, and we're looking forward to a really good game, and we know how good, you know, the Donald pitch is.
Yeah.
And be in great shape and everything else. But I'd just be a wee bit fearful that conditions will have a big bearing on it.
Yeah. I was out past the O'Donnell Park today, Martin. There's plenty of preparations going on ahead of Sunday. The pitch does look to be in excellent condition, and hopefully the rain will stay away and we can enjoy a good game.
Yeah, that's it. That's what you can expect. But this time of year, you know, you have to prepare for everything. And I suppose people say it's the same for both teams and that there, you know. And I'm really looking forward to it. You know, it's an important game for Donegal. The first three games in the league were very important to Donegal when the draw was made. You know, you had Mayo at home, away to Meath, and then at home to Galway. And you'd be hoping to, you know, you're hoping now at this stage you have 5 points after that before you head for Croke Park, you know, and considering then the last match you've had down to Kerry, so you know, you consider Dublin and Kerry being the two toughest teams in it, so I think it's a big game for Donegal, particularly, you know, the fact that we've had two of these three games at home and you're away to probably, looking at it, the weakest team in the division, so you'd feel that most teams will beat Meath, you would expect most teams to get the 2 points against Meath, so from that point of view I think it's important. Donegal, you know, need a result on Sunday, very important for them to get that, and you know, from the point of view of the players that are missing or to come back and everything else, you know, I think going to make you in a great position towards the end of the league. And I think, you know, looking at it, when the championship starts earlier now, Jeremy, I think it's important that particularly teams in Division 1, that you can get yourself fairly safe in Division 1, and then you can start concentrating on the championship, particularly when Donegal play Tyrone in the first round of Ulster.
Yeah, see, there seems to be a real buzz about it all this season, Martin. I mean, the good start will have helped, but you know, these are exciting times for Donegal. Declan Bonner has had players missing through injury. A couple of players have retired as well. But the players that have been given a chance seem to be able to produce the goods.
Yeah, that's it exactly, Dermot. You know, as you said there, the important thing every year is to get in new players and young players and getting them in there, you know, and they give the whole thing a big lift, you know. And if we look at it from Donegal's point of view, you know, we don't know what players will be back later on, and particularly back for the championship, but you consider that you're, you know, Stephen McMenamin, who had a great year last year, and Paddy McGrath, we know what Paddy's able to take to the table, you know, them two players have to come back, you know, you have Darrow Whale and the half back line to come back in there. You have Jason McGee, who we know how good he's been this last couple of years. And then up front, you know, you have Patrick McBrearty, Oisin Gallen, to you know what they're going to add to it all. So you know that's as important to get a squad of players, and I think that's the big thing that's happening at the minute from a Donegal point of view. You're starting to build a squad of players, and we know with the likes, especially Dublin and Kerry, and teams that want to compete with Dublin and Kerry, you do need, you know, that squad of players to do that, to make a difference. You know, because what happens, you know, with the championship now, and particularly if you get into the Super 8s, with the Super 8s, you know, you're playing every week, and injuries and, you know, sending offs and that play a part in it. So you do need a squad of players. So definitely Donegal are building towards that, and you know, next Sunday will be a big part of it, because Galway are being classed as, you know, a top four team in the country at the minute, and with new management and everything else, it's given them a good lift. So be a good test for Galway as well.
It certainly will. What about Galway then? They named their team, I think, Martin, didn't they? A couple of changes. Padraic Joyce is certainly making an impact.
Oh, he is, no doubt about it. And we know how good a footballer he was himself. You know, he's that bit of experience in management as well. He was with the Galway under 20 team and they got to an All Ireland semi-final last year. And he was involved in the Irish team going to Australia with Joe Kiernan and that. So he's got that experience as well and being involved with players. And we know how good a player he was himself. And it's plain to be seen that he always loved kicking the ball himself. And you can see that his Galway team, he wants to, and listening to interviews and everything else, Dermot, he wants them to kick the ball and attack. And, coming up against maybe, you know, Ulster teams particularly, you know, that do get men back in that there. It'll be interesting to see how they cope with that there, Galway, how they deal with it. Watching them and doing that, you know, I mean, the Kerry game, we always know Kerry, any team that plays Kerry is going to be opened. It's going to be good football, it's going to be nice, but it's different, you know, when you're up against teams that will draw players and sweepers and that there, how they cope with it. They've got always had quality footballers in Galway, particularly in their forward line. You know, they have a lot of quality, you know, and the likes, we all know the likes of, particularly Shane Walsh, how you know, quality players. He made him captain this year and everything else, and it's definitely not affecting his game and everything else. And it's great to see him. It's been nice, great to see him on Sunday and Letterkenny and that. But I think they have a lot of quality. They always had a lot of quality all over the field. Maybe their defence is not as good as it was in the past, but again, they have players to come back into it and all that. Their likes of Liam Silk from Corrifan will get back in there. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. They're looking forward to seeing them because we know the quality they had, what they're about. They've changed their style of football. Will that help them? Just will, you know, time will tell and wait and see.
Yeah. O'Donnell Park has hosted some big players in recent seasons, Martin. You know, supporters here have had a great chance to watch some fantastic players in action. We've had Kerry here, Mayo, Monaghan in recent seasons. The only thing, and I'm almost afraid to ask this, what about the Donegal's record at this venue? Is that even a factor, Martin?
Yeah, it's a very hard one to understand because, you know, we know that Donegal are a good footballing team and they like playing on good surface. And I mean, that's exactly, you know, what Letterkenny is. I mean, St. Eunan's pitch, it's fabulous. It's a fabulous surface. It's everything else. It's exactly right for good footballers. And I know from, you know, talking to a lot of footballers and particularly players in my own club, Kilcar, the year I managed them, the players always wanted to play in Donald Park and they'd be happy enough to play county finals, semi-finals running there, you know, and I think other players feel the same way. So I just think, you know, it's just not just on the record the way it is, you know, and suppose maybe people say it gets into people's heads and everything else. I don't think that is any burden on it. I mean, the pitch doesn't matter where you're playing football, and the better the pitch, the better. And so we know O'Donnell Park is a fabulous pitch. So hopefully, you know, that'll be put to bed on Sunday, you know, and you know, just get it out of the system and everything else, and you know, let it become a pitch that were hard to beat in. Because I heard somebody was talking to some of the Galway people, and they can't understand why Donegal are taking them to Letterkenny. And somebody then told them, "You should be happy Donegal's taking you to Letterkenny because they have a very bad record there themselves." Yeah. So it's, you know, so it's just interesting, you know, everything else. But I think that, look at it, you know, when you've got a fabulous pitch like St. Eunan's pitch is, you know, there's no reason. And I don't think if you talk to any of the players or anything else, they're happy enough playing there. They want to play there. And I think, you know, at a stage with the, as I said, the surface and everything else on it, and you know, the big crowd behind them and everything on Sunday. And as I said, hopefully the one stays away. I don't mind the rain, yeah, playing football in rain, but I just hope the one, we don't have a too breezy, because it does spoil a football match and that there. So I think, look at everybody looking forward to it. And important thing will be getting 2 points. It'll take a lot of pressure off when we're heading to Croke Park.
That's true. Well, the match on Sunday is one of three games in Division 1 on Sunday. Martin, Tyrone against Kerry, Meath against Mayo, the other matches, and it all starts on Saturday night with Dublin against Monaghan. How do you see things shaping up in Division 1?
Yeah, it's a very tough division now. I mean, watch Meath last Sunday. It's very hard to see where they get points. Maybe they will be better, you know, maybe next weekend against Mayo and that there, and you know, I couldn't see them in any worse than they were against Donegal. They were very disappointing. I was actually down at Andy McEntee, the Mayo manager's mother died, and I was actually at the wake, and just me people were saying it was one of the worst performances they've seen, and they were very down in the dumps about it and everything else. But maybe against a different team, you know, they'll be different, you know. But it's, you know, I we still expect Mayo to go to Navan and get a victory. I expect Dublin, you know, Desi Farrelly, he hasn't, you know, he's won a game away from home, he'd want to win a game in Croke Park as well. So you expect them to get one over Monaghan, even though Monaghan had a great result against Tyrone. And the other one, I suppose, is the big one. Cal McShane back for Tyrone, you know, that word's good for them. They need it. Definitely listen to the reports from it. You know, they're struggling to, in their full forward lane, particularly to hold on to ball. The Frank Burns factor didn't work for them playing him in there. So that Cal McShane, I don't know, he'd probably maybe talk a sub or whatever on Sunday, but, you know, that'll make a difference. But it's still hard to see Kerry with the quality they have, you know, the all over the field and everything else. And Tyrone are struggling a bit all over with the players you're missing. I mean, if you take, you know, Peter Hart was only back the last day. I know we'll have a week's training behind him now, but still, though, you don't expect him to be that sharp. Hamshi is missing and out, and you have Matty Donnelly missing as well. So if you take that quality of player out of your squad, you know, and even McShane will not be back or not be there, Cal McShane, so you don't expect him to be that sharp. So I expect Kerry to win that in there. You expect Dublin to win and Croke Park and Mayo to win, and hopefully Donegal can win as well, because home advantage is important in the National League, and it's important, you know, from Donegal's point of view, that you won your home games. And we did drop that point against Mayo. I mean, it was, you know, a point dropped, and hopefully that doesn't cost us before the end of the year.
Yeah. And just before I let you go, Martin, Fermanagh in Division 2, they're away to Westmeath this weekend. And what about Derry? They haven't enjoyed the best of starts in Division 3. It's going to be a very tight division this year, and that's already certainly obvious. They lost last weekend against Down. They'll be hoping to make home advantage count. They play Tipperary this weekend.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Home advantage is very, very important in National League. And, you know, we look at Derry, you know, I know club football's good in Derry and everything else, but I mean, you don't go to Division 4 for no reason. The leagues, you know, don't tell lies, you know, and they were in Division 4 for a reason, and then they got back into Division 3, and maybe people thought they were going to be good enough to come back into Division 2 automatically. But with the likes of Cork and Down and season teams like that there, Longford be knocking on the door a while, you know, it's a difficult division. I suppose the important thing in Derry from the point of view is the, no, they've only got that one point against Leitrim. They're going to need a one. It's the home games. They play Tipperary at home. It's a big game for them. Tipperary are a physically strong team. Conditions, you know, could suit Tipperary and everything else. But, you know, important for Derry to pick up the 2 points there, because if they pick up the 2 points, they'll be looking at trying to battle for promotion and hoping that Cork won all their games and they would try to get up as the second team with a battle against maybe Down and Longford and these teams. But if they don't win, they'll be looking at relegation and that there and battling to stay in the division. So it's a big game, big, big game for Derry. From Fermanagh's point of view, you know, he's taken in Ryan McMenamin has taken in some of the young lads, and the young lads that played last year a year older, and you know, it was a great result. They did really well against Kildare in the first game. They could have got a result in Kildare, and then the last day they were 9 points to 3 down at half time, and they came back and showed great spirit and grit. They're hard to beat in Brewster Park. It's a big game against, they're going out to play Westmeath, and that's a big game for them. And again, the winner of that game will be looking at, you know, trying to get promotion, where the loser will be looking at relegation. That's how tight these games are and everything else, you know. They really are tough games, you know, a lot of tough games in that division. I mean, let's give Laois a lot of credit. They came from Division 4 to Division 3 to Division 2, and they're in Division 2 now, and they've got a point away to Roscommon, and the last day, you know, they beat Armagh at home, two of the favourites that were tipped to go up. So all divisions are very, very tough. There's nothing really between them, but I think, as you said, Dermot, winning your home matches is very, very important. That's why it'd be important for Derry to get a win this weekend and Donegal.
Okay. Well, Martin, thanks very much for joining us this evening. You're on commentary on Sunday along with Pádraig Kilfoirthy, so we look forward to tuning in. Okay.
Thanks, Jeremy. Thank you.
Thanks, Martin. Martin McHugh there. And that game on Sunday throws in at 2 o'clock. The ladies' match is on at 12 o'clock, and coverage here on Highland Radio will be brought to you in association with McKenna Centra. We're going to go for another quick break.